This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. We're days away from a final health care vote in the House, and things are getting even more complicated. Democrats are floating ideas like passing the Senate bill without actually voting on it separately in the House. Republicans are united in their opposition to any bill. And outside the marble halls of Congress, people on both sides are expressing very strong feelings about health care. NPR's Don Gagne was in Columbus, Ohio yesterday, where a pair of noisy health care rallies faced off outside the district office of Democratic Congresswoman Mary Jo Kilroy.
They lined a quarter-mile stretch of busy road not far from the Ohio State University campus. On one end, supporters of the health care bill. On the other, the opposition.
No, no, Mary Jo! No, no, Mary Jo!
Congresswoman Kilroy is a freshman Democrat who won the slimmest of slim victories in this swing district in 2008. She's considered vulnerable in this year's midterm. She did vote yes on the House version of health care legislation back in November, but has not yet said what she'll do when the final vote comes up. Those on both sides said they expect her to support it, though both also wanted to send her a strong message yesterday. 42-year-old John Fry was standing with the opposition. His 5-month-old daughter was sleeping in a sling across his chest.
We just took the time to come out here today to try and stop this stuff from getting rammed down our throats when we really don't want it.
That's a phrase that you hear over and over from those against the bill. Its repetition is a measure of how organized the opposition is in getting its talking points to the street level. More evidence of that is that every single person I talked to yesterday who opposes the legislation was very aware that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had floated the idea of using a procedural move to advance health care out of the House without a standalone vote on the Senate version of the bill. Again, John Fry.
If they can pass it straight up and down. But don't do this backdoor stuff. It's just crazy.
Nearby, 60-year-old Steve Krumpaski says he's been unemployed for 2 years. He's a truck driver, but his wife works, so he's got health insurance. He's wearing a shirt that mimics that iconic silk-screened image of Barack Obama from the campaign. Except this shirt features George W. Bush. And the phrase, "Miss me yet?" Krumpaski says he does miss the former president.
Right now, it appears that the government, especially the president, is not listening to what the people have to say.
Meanwhile, over on the other side, a somewhat smaller but still noisy crowd.
Pass that bill! Pass that bill!
Maggie Green is a music teacher and musician.
I'm here because I believe health care is a right. I believe that people's lives are being destroyed by the system that's currently in place.
I asked her about the possibility that Speaker Pelosi was considering procedural maneuvers to get the bill passed without a standalone vote on it. Green said she hadn't heard about that, but she said it's important to get the bill passed, period.
Are you saying should they use some other method to get these ideas passed, these changes passed to the current system? Is that what you're saying? Absolutely.
For the first hour, a wide driveway into the parking lot of Kilroy's Columbus office served as a buffer between the two opposing camps of protesters. Police on bicycles kept an eye on things. There was no trouble. But at some point, the divide was breached with predictable results.
Who's on Medicaid over here? How many of you guys are on Medicaid and Medicare?
Do you know how far in debt those programs are?
Medicare is bankrupt. Did you understand that? You don't pay anything. Medicare is bankrupt. Medicare is bankrupt. It's bankrupt.
You don't know
everything the government does is bankrupt.
Congresswoman Kilroy was not in her district office. She was back in Washington, so she witnessed none of this. She issued a statement thanking each side and saying their views will be crucial in her decision-making process.
Are you crazy? You're crazy!
Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbus.